With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 5 months after Joe Biden left the White House, Senate Republicans heavily scrutinizing his presidency, kicking off the first in what is expected to be a series of congressional hearings on his mental fitness in office. Senate Judiciary Committee member, Missouri Republican Eric Schmidt, says it's critical to uncover what was going on in the Biden White House.
President Biden was mentally unfit to carry out the responsibilities of the most powerful office in the world. Given his mental incapacity, the American people deserve to know who was running the country the last 4 years.
Florida Republican Ashley Moody says she's not surprised that Democrats boycotted the hearing.
I think one of the reasons that you see not one Democrat in this hearing room right now asking these questions is because how do you defend the indefensible? What are they going to say? I mean, there has never been a more reckless, negligent administration that I can remember in my lifetime.
Correspondent Alex Viega has the latest on mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.81%. This is the third consecutive weekly decline. The average rate is now back to where it was in mid-May, reflecting a recent retreat in bond yields, which lenders use as a benchmark for pricing home loans. The latest pullback is a welcome trend for home shoppers at a time when elevated borrowing costs remain a drag on the housing market. I'm Alex Vega.
And reports coming out of the Middle East now say that Iranian missiles have hit a hospital in Tel Aviv. Earlier this morning, a number of fatalities reported there, and one official says many as 100 Israelis have been killed in the last few days. This is SRN News. Children's Hospital in Los Angeles getting out of the transgender business.
Officials say they will close the Center for Trans Youth Health and Development now that President Trump has cut funding off for it. Mr. Trump has placed a general ban on the use of taxpayer dollars to fund sex change operations and the use of puberty blockers on children, as well as the promotion of transgenderism. The L.A. hospital had been one of the leading practitioners of sex change surgeries and is facing at least one lawsuit from an unhappy patient. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The latest addition to the Copenhagen skyline, a tall, 12-sided wooden building bearing the sign Denmark's First Tiny Church. 800-square-foot construction unveiled Sunday, and it's an outpost of the local Evangelical Lutheran Church. Parish leaders saw a need for extra space as the Danish capital expected to grow by some 20% over the next 10 years. This is SRN News. Eric has intensified now into a dangerous Category 3 hurricane as it closes in on the southern coast of Mexico. Forecasters say the storm has reached maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour and likely to make landfall early Thursday morning. Brian McNulty, a hurricane researcher with the University of Miami, says hurricanes in the Pacific are spinning up earlier than normal.
The East Pacific has been very active so far. We're about a month into its hurricane season. This is the fifth named storm, the second hurricane, and those two are about a month ahead of normal.
Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders getting a pay raise right now. They're making $400 a game, the latest raise, four times that amount. More details at srnnews.com.